Q94, your Mount of Rock, as we continue our coaches' shows on this free-for-all Freaky Friday morning adventure. And we're heading on down to Texas County, or heading up to Texas County, Houston, Missouri. Talk with head coach of the Houston Tigers, Eric Sloan. Hey, coach, how we doing?
I'm good, Gary. How are you?
Fantastic. Here we are, another Friday night. Congratulations on your victory last week. But, you know, there was a young football player that was injured. Is there anything that you've heard that you could share with us about that?
I talked to Mr. Shockley over there yesterday. He said just severe concussion. I don't think the young man was back to school yet, but thought everything was going to be okay. Looks like he's going to be out 6 to 9 months before he can resume any activities where he's getting hit. So definitely a spooky moment for everybody there to see and witness. But it sounds like everything's as good as it can be. So, thoughts and prayers continue to be with him and his family, and hopefully he gets back and has a speedy recovery.
Yeah, amen to that for sure. You know, it is such a scary moment, prayers continue to be sent up to Kabul. Well, you got the victory. Your Houston Tigers are 3-1, but you're going to take on number one in the state in Class 1, their Bobcats, and it's their homecoming tonight. What are you seeing out of those Bobcats?
Man, they are big and strong and physical and fast. I mean, it kind of looks like something you create on a video game almost. I think Coach Hancock's done a really good job with those guys, and it's like a well-oiled machine right now. They just hit you in the face over and over, and then one of their fast backs will just break one and just runs away from people. So we're going to have our work cut out for us for sure.
Well, yeah, they just run a lot of veer and just pound it. I mean, they just, they're totally fine with 3.5 yards per touch because they do feel like they're going to get one that's going to break loose. But, defensively tonight for the Houston Tigers, it's really going to have to have some discipline tonight, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I don't know if you would exactly say it's assignment football, but we're not far from it. I mean, it doesn't look exactly like Mountain Grove or Ava's going to look where everything's going to get in the gut of the fullback and then we're going to ride it out. But when they get in that split back stuff, I mean, it turns into that. So, I mean, they're just going to formation you to death and do a lot of the same things. And like you said, 3.5 yards in a cloud of dust, and eventually they're going to get out the back gate and go score. So, we're going to have to be disciplined. We got to get lined up fast because they're going to break the huddle and snap it pretty quick. So, aligning correctly, getting to the football, and then, so many times they just run through arm tackles. So we're going to have to wrap up and rally to the football for sure.
Well, in that line of scrimmage, that D line for the Houston Tigers, they need to be fired up and ready to give it their all, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they're big up front. I think they got a 295 and a 265, and I mean, they got some collegiate lineman type numbers. I mean, they're 6'4", 5", and 265, 295. I mean, just big old healthy kids. So I mean, they're going to pound on us and wear on us. We just gotta be physical back and try to match that and. Just have to bring the intensity every play, so they're not going to take a play off, and we definitely can't afford to be taking plays off either. So, definitely got to work it out for us, but we're going to have to bring it for four quarters for sure.
Well, your Houston Tigers, you guys have been scoring some points, and who's some of the players that's really been stepping up offensively for you?
DJ Riley is a quarterback. He's the one guy that returns in the same spot from last year. He's naturally just a runner. He hadn't really played quarterback since Mighty Mites until last year. And we asked him to kind of come back to the role and just be a running back that could throw the ball on occasions. And, we put him in the backfield last week quite a bit and started using him as a runner again. And, I think he scored 5 touchdowns last week. So it's kind of good. I mean, he got banged up week one, and we've been – hobbling around with him for the last 3 weeks, and last week he looked healthy. So we're not limping anymore. The swelling's gone, so that's been good. And then Tucker Vinn, freshman, he's our leading rusher right now. He's our leading tackler on defense. He's our leader on special teams. So, you know, you try not to ask a lot of a freshman, but, you know, he doesn't look like a typical freshman either. He's about 5'11 and 180 pounds and probably our fastest kid on the team. So, you know, he's been doing a good job. But, you know, we just had several different guys that we've been able to get the ball to. And, you know, losing a kid last year like Jordan Arthur that had to be asked to do so many things. I mean, we knew coming in we didn't have one guy that we were just going to ask to do a lot. We were going to have to be creative and get a lot of people involved. And, you know, up until this point, we've been able to do that. But, you know, getting DJ back on two good wheels has been really nice for us, and hopefully that continues and we get better each week with him, you know, being healthy.
Right on. Well, Coach, we appreciate your time, and good luck tonight. Again, head coach of the Houston Tigers. You can catch that game right here on Q94, kickoff 7 p.m., and ought to be a dandy one. Coach, we appreciate you, and we'll catch you next week.
All right. Thank you, Gary.